listening to the Roadie Zion Podcast, South by Southwest Special Edition, Episode 5. And we've got the whole crew here. We want to take a little time and talk about what South by Southwest meant to each one of us, and what it is that we thought was interesting about it, and why it's special. So I'm going to start off and ask lovely Ash to start our discussion.
I didn't really have many thoughts about what South by Southwest would be. The only conferences I really had ever been to were unconferences. So I'm used to kind of being the one in the action, the one who's kind of pulling the strings. So I knew everybody before. Now was a much different experience because I didn't know anybody. And meeting new people and going to sessions and learning new things and meeting people that I've looked up to on the internet for a long time, which sounds really weird, but it's definitely very cool.
So have you had any opportunities to walk up to people you didn't know before and introduce yourself and chat with them?
I did. That's actually how I met Carlos. And yeah. I met quite a few people that way, especially some of my idols, which was really cool.
I understand you had a chat with Paul Boag.
I did, and that was probably my favorite moment from the whole thing. We've been talking on Twitter for a while, and nice. I listened to his podcast and read his blog for a while, so that was a good time.
And it's his podcast is Boag World.
Right.
Right. What's the, do you know what the web address is for his podcast?
Boagworld.com.
Okay. I didn't know if it was co-UK. So.
Nope.
Great. All right, David, you're up, man. This is David Overbeck.
Hello. I also didn't have any preconceived notions coming to South by Southwest. I just heard a little bit about it from some podcasts that I listened to last year, Buzz Out Loud, a little bit on Twit, and them saying basically that it's just a great time. Well, which that doesn't really mean anything, but when Ash said, hey, do you want to go to South by Southwest, I said, yeah, let's do that. So we showed up, and thankfully Mike, Ash, and Carlos were nice enough to put up with me and my antics, and it was great because they all know some really interesting people who I got to meet, and I met some other people, you know, and it's just been really a unique experience going into these. I'm not a designer, but hearing the designers speak and hearing people speak who are experts in what they do really inspires me in what I do, which is video, to be better at that. And the police are coming to get me now. So I've had a wonderful experience here, and I have to thank my companions for making it so wonderful.
So, and our next panelist here is Carlos Ortega. He's from Venezuela, but he lives on the island of Corozal, which is off the coast of Venezuela. It's a Dutch Caribbean island. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, tell us a little bit about why you decided to come and what your experience was.
Well, yeah, I have 2 or 3 years ago already feeling like I was not following down, but losing my let's say a little bit of creativity living in Curacao because I don't have too much connections with other designers there on the island. So I just came here to see where am I, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not the only crazy.
Definitely not.
So, and also to return back here to Austin, Texas, and it's nice to see the city again 30 years ago. And, and also, of course, meeting you guys, and you have a spot there in Curacao, eh? When you want to go to the Caribbean.
There's a sounds good to us.
Excellent.
I think we need to do a South by Very Southwest.
I think so too.
And it'll be limited to us though.
Yeah, much warmer.
Well, it's still a Southwest Caribbean.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah,
there
that's
go.
True. So all this week, my friend Michael Ashby, who's been following me on Twitter and listening to podcasts, asked me, you know, what is it about South by Southwest? Like, what's the vibe? And then why should I bother going to this instead of some other conference? I mean, what's so special about it? My sense was the vibe was very positive and upbeat. People are very optimistic about opportunities, and there's like opportunities floating around all over the place, not only to meet people, but to do projects. But I think the thing that was kind of cool is it's like having all the people you admire and that you follow and all your friends all in one place at one time. And it's not a big deal to go up and talk to someone and have a chat with them, which is really nice. And you don't have to feel, I mean, at first I felt a little bit weird doing that. Then I got over it and just go say hello and say, even if it's just, hey, I like your work. Thank you so much for doing what you do. That's really encouraging for me when I hear that. So that's one way to, you know, pass back some of the love to the people that are, you know, so many people, you know, with doing your video, David, where you pour your heart into some project. And you often don't get feedback. So when you get that feedback, it really encourages you to do more and to stay with it.
Yep.
So, what would be your favorite session from the, if you could pick a favorite session, maybe it's a couple. Ashley, what would you pick as your favorite?
My favorite was probably Rob Weikert and Jason Santamaria's talk on everyone being a design critic, yeah. Just because that really hits home to what I do. And it was nice to hear everybody collectively groan when they did the my logo needs to be bigger talk. So it was nice to have so many people to relate to and to see where some of the top-notch designers on the internet really, you know, they're really getting the exact same problem. So
yeah. That
would be my favorite.
I have two. The first one, I don't remember the names of the people, but the gentleman who does During Fireball and the Apple designer.
John Gruber and Michael Lopp.
Yeah.
Michael Lopp writes under Rands and Repose.
When they were talking about, you know, how you have to be sometimes if you really want to do something special, that really hit home. And then also, is Frank Warren? Is that his name?
Yeah, Post Secret. Yeah.
That was quite an experience. I hadn't heard about the site until that morning, and then to go and see him talk was really, I enjoyed that a lot.
Excellent. Carlos, what would you say? He's looking at his schedule.
Yeah,
here,
yeah, because I don't remember the name, but I mean, I really like the designers and the details.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, also everyone is a design critic, but also the one from yesterday about the self-branding.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, it was kind of weird what she said there, but I just realized that I'm more the nice guy.
Right.
And not the guy's guy. You
yeah.
know? So, and then I have to change a little bit that, but I have to learn how to, you know, and not to do always what the clients want me to do, but mm-hmm. to do what it should
what
be done,
you
know,
do, yeah.
So that's, yeah.
So. What was your favorite?
I think the two that were my favorite were also the everyone's a design critic. I just felt like, and I think Carlos and I agreed, it was like more like a show. Like
mm-hmm.
these two guys are playing off each other like a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was funny. They were goofing around and they felt relaxed. And it was even early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They just felt like they knew their stuff and they were very comfortable and made everybody feel good that they were there. The second one was Jim Kudal and his session, which you said you liked too.
That one was wonderful. Yeah.
I really like that, you know, Jim is always thinking about this creativity thing in the sense that, it, you know, he doesn't know exactly what the solution is or exactly what is going on, but he's got an idea and he's trying to kind of refine it.
Yeah.
And I like that idea that it's a process that he hasn't figured it out and he's pretty established and well-known and doing some pretty amazing things. And one of the comments that he had was someone asked him, so how did you make the transition from client work into doing your own projects? And he said, well, we had the good fortune of losing a lot of clients and we had to.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a really positive way to look at a bad situation that, and I think when the first dot-com bubble burst, a lot of people, I mean, a lot of the tools that we use now were from that time, Flickr and Movable Type and WordPress, and those were people that now they had this time because they weren't working,
mm-hmm.
and they produced these amazing tools that have now spawned the second generation. So those were the two that I liked, I think, the best. So do you guys think you'll be coming back to South by Southwest again?
I definitely will. For the networking and meeting people alone, I think. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't. The parties are kind of hit and miss when it comes to things, and I think it's really the people that make the parties.
Right.
Going there and having really fun people. It was very informative. I learned a lot, which was a really big deal for me because I really wanted to come back with something tangible for me to be able to go back and hit my work with and be newly inspired. So it's really helped for me.
Yeah, if all you come back, I'll be back. I was just telling Ash last night that I'm looking forward to going back to work tomorrow. I feel inspired. I feel refreshed. I want to get back at it and see if I can apply some of these things. And I want, if I can feel that again next year, I'd be in.
Well, I also feel the same of you. I'm inspired to get back to work and to see if this is going to help me what I was looking for. And maybe not next year, but in 2 years, and maybe coming with my family or with colleagues from the office.
Yeah.
So it's more like a office trip here to
be inspired.
Yeah, yeah, developers, designers, and it will be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I think definitely. I'm already. Last night we were at the Radisson. One of the things that we learned by being in an outer hotel was that the taxi fares add up, and it's not even so much the cost. I mean, that's part of it, but you always have to think about, you know, oh, we got to call a taxi now, or there's sort of this planning, and you can't do impromptu things like you know, we ended up hauling our laptops around for the first couple of days, and it was just painful, and we didn't really use them. It would have been nice to have, you know, like a Radisson or a Hilton or something where you go drop your stuff off, especially for the bowling or parties. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm already planning next year. Now, I don't know.
Right. And, well, and speaking of the bowling, I mean, that was probably my favorite social event.
I mean, yeah, we've met, I
mean, there were 900 people there, and to have 900 geeks, you know, who all feel the same way that you do, just, you know, I mean, it was amazing.
Kind of a sense of camaraderie.
Yeah,
and fun.
It was like being at a party with 900 of your closest friends.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, at that same time, I didn't go to the bowling. I went to the Webb Awards, which was the opposite feeling, which was
the
like, let's make fun of all these people who've done these great web things. You know, it's almost a joke to win, so I don't go to that if you come, but go to the bowling.
Wow. Well, and on a smaller scale, our little team, Brian Artka, who's not here now, he's also a Milwaukee guy. He wanted to do a bowling team because he's a bowler. I guess he bowls on leagues. He's good. And so he rounded up a team last year, and they didn't even place. But this year, we had a blast because we were like, you know, we picking up spares and getting strikes, and we'd all get excited, and we'd, you know, embrace each other and giving high fives. And, I mean, I really feel close to those guys now because mm-hmm. we did something as a team together.
Right.
And, you know.
Playing against Happy Cog, which, I mean, a lot of us look up to, is just surreal in itself. We're like, oh, we're beating Happy Cog at bowling. That's kind of interesting.
It's a Milwaukee thing to do.
And, you know, I mean, it wasn't like we were really bowling against them, because they would get great shots and we would, you know, high-five them mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And they would high-five us or say, you can get that. And so it was more of just a fun, let's go have fun.
And I say next year we get bowling shirts.
Yeah, that's, we'll have to get some Milwaukee bowling shirts, Lebowski shirts or something.
Yeah.
We ended up taking second place. We got the silver floppy disk award.
Out of 49 and, teams, which is pretty
Us got Office 2008, and I think Ashley somehow managed to get one of those too.
She doesn't even have a Mac, but
she was cruising around with Marcus Nelson, who's another Wisconsin guy. He's up in Wausau. Mm-hmm. He was like the social butterfly Marcus was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, were you having trouble like keeping up with him as he flittered around the bowling alley?
He did, and it was really neat just because he's so social, he knows mm-hmm. everybody, and he used to live in California, and he knows all those people, and it was really cool to meet the co-working people. I mean, because I'm a big co-worker myself, and we pretty much hit every single lane, and he introduced me to at least one person. So remembering their names is going to be a feat, but we'll see how that works out.
I'm going to have to talk to Marcus, because I think he registered for South by Southwest at the last minute. He said he almost went last year, and this year he just did it on a whim, and he's like, I don't know, is this a good idea? And he seemed very pleased that he had come. We've met a lot of people. It sounds like he was even like working out deals and with his new software venture. So it was pretty amazing. Well, I think that should probably wrap it up. If you have any guys have any parting words for the podcast listeners?
Yeah, if you want the fastest internet on the planet, go to the Hilton. They had 10 down, 12 up. I can't believe it. I had 100 megabytes to flicker in under a minute. So yay.
Yeah, and if you come, you can't live without Twitter.
Yeah.
And be careful what you say around me, because it'll end up on Twitter.
Overheard. That's the new one.
We also noticed that this was like, I think we probably had about 20% of the iPhone in the entire Earth.
I think it was the only AT&T user here without an iPhone, and my text messaging consistency as far as receiving
like glasses,
really
right?
suffered, because I would get text messages 10 or 20 minutes later because of all the iPhones here. But
I think one thing I would say is I really thought my Touch worked really well, my iPod Touch, especially yesterday when I finally left my laptop at home mm-hmm. at the hotel. So I'd be able to get on Wi-Fi and check. So I think having some kind of small internet device of some kind, even mm-hmm. if it's a mobile phone, is really handy, because you can, you know, throw it in a pocket and have this big old something on your back.
Right.
So. Mike was sitting there making these notes the whole time in these crazy fonts and drawings and stuff. I was taking notes on my iPhone, and I kept up, but the results are vastly different. But check out Mike's pictures, if you can, of his notes. They're incredible. Yeah.
And a suggestion for people who choose to come next year, don't lug your laptop around, I would say. Mm-hmm. For the first couple days, we all did. And half the reason we left them was because they were heavy, but the other half was we didn't really use them. I mean, a lot of it was time that we spent talking to each other, and I think that I paid much more attention and I got much more out of it because I wasn't sitting in front of my laptop.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, next year we'll have to get John December and compete to bring their EPCs and then steal them on the way out of the town or something.
I agree.
So.
All right.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. This has been a great experience for us. Hopefully we've been able to pass along some of the excitement and the spirit of South by Southwest, encourage somebody out there, all 10 listeners, who to come out and check out South by Southwest. It's worth every dang penny I paid, and I would come again next year, and I'm planning to. So for the Raise On Podcast, this is Ash, David, Carlos, and Mike signing off. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Ooh.